Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Our first agricultural report of the day is coming up momentarily. The temperature on Friends Plaza at the moment is 76 degrees.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Bunge North America in Danville. Bunge recognizes the importance of agricultural production to our society and economy and the role producers and processors play in providing food and feed to the world.
And sitting in for Dave Dickey with our pre-opening report this morning is Tom Rogers. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Let's start, as always, with the cash hog prices. The Midwest direct hog markets called mostly steady today amid reports that a few plants need additional animals to complete this week's slaughter schedules. And with hog weights lighter, slaughter-ready supplies are considered current. Peoria called steady this morning, a top price of $45. They say a few plants may still need hogs to finish the week. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for yesterday, Wednesday, August 2nd, voluntarily reported negotiated swine purchases were 14,188. For the base market hog at a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 61 even to 70.27. The weighted average was 66.41, down 63 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from 48.50 to 55.56. The weighted average was 51.63. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were 15,110. The base price range was 60.50 to 71.75. The weighted average was 68.90, up 58 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from $48.68 to $55 even. The weighted average was $52.38.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
Commodities on the Chicago Board of Trade took a slightly downward tone in overnight trading. We'll get those numbers, and we'll get a pre-opening call coming up from Ellen Dearden of AgriView. First, a look at our growing area's weather, and we welcome back AM 580 meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Give me a second. There we go. Okay. Thank you. Good morning. And taking a look at the Midwest Corn Belt, first of all, some rain did fall in some areas that needed it, especially parts of southeastern Iowa into northwestern Illinois, and it looks like we're going to be seeing some improvement in the soybean crop in those areas. And radar is showing rain now pushing across southern lower Michigan, parts of northern Indiana, northwest Ohio. Some more scattered thunderstorms have pushed across southern Illinois over the last couple of hours. We'll have scattered showers and thunderstorms through the Ohio Valley today, some of which could be rather strong to severe. And the best chance of severe weather today and some heavier rain later today will be across the southern half of Indiana, southeastern Illinois, northern Kentucky, and parts of central into southern Ohio. During the last 24 hours, rainfall exceeded an inch in many areas from central into northeastern Kansas, across northern Missouri, southeastern Iowa, into northern Illinois and northwestern Indiana. So some soybean fields picked up some much-needed moisture. Now, some other showers fell in central Wisconsin back into southeastern Minnesota and extreme northeastern Iowa, and much of the rest of the Midwest Corn Belt dry during the last 24 hours. But some needed rain for the soybeans in some areas, so that'll benefit the crop. And this rain is all in response to slightly cooler and less humid air pushing in from the northwest. So this is going to end this string of excessive heat and humidity. We're still going to be quite warm and humid, but temperatures a little more tolerable as we go into tomorrow and the early part of the weekend. It does look like some of the Midwest Corn Belt does heat up again during the course of the weekend, later weekend, Sunday in particular. Then it looks like another weather system may swing in from northwest to southeast across the Midwest. Some rain as early as during the weekend over parts of western Iowa, back into Nebraska and parts of South Dakota. And then it looks like some of that will be pushing into Iowa and Minnesota and Missouri early next week and Here in Illinois and Indiana, we may even have some scattered showers and thunderstorms. It looks like the center of the hot dome is going to retrograde back into the Rocky Mountain states and some of the high plains. But there are some signs on the models that we are going to turn hotter again as we get into the period starting about a week from now into the weekend that follows. And it looks like there might be a prolonged period with temperatures getting at least into the low to mid-90s. And with that, drier weather for much of the Midwest Corn Belt. So hopefully for producers, there's been enough rain so far, because it does look like the rain spigots may turn off a bit for a good portion of Indiana, Illinois, and Missouri, and maybe Iowa once we get into later next week and into the weekend that follows, with rain chances staying well to the north. Now, that does mean some rain will be moving across the spring wheat belt from time to time to help improve the situation there after quite a bit of dry weather during the past month or so. So it does look like maybe some improved rains for there in the northern parts of the Midwest Corn Belt as we go through the latter part of next week and into the weekend that follows. So right now we're looking at slightly cooler, slightly less humid air. We're looking at some showers and thunderstorms scattered about the Midwest today, with more coming in from northwest to southeast late in the weekend into early next week, and then it may turn dry and hotter. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Thanks, Ed. Overnight prices now on the Kansas City Board of Trade. September wheat opened overnight at 485.5, up a quarter. Last traded up 1.25. December 501.75, unchanged. Last traded up a quarter. September wheat opened at 401.5, unchanged. Last trade up a half. December 421, down a half. Last trade up 3/4. March wheat on the open, 437, down 2. Last traded unchanged. And July of next year's wheat, 451, down 2.5 in Chicago. Last traded unchanged. In the Board of Trade corn future for September, the contract of 246 overnight opened down 1.25, last trade down 1.25. December 263 down 1.25, last trade down 1.5. March 276.5 down 1, last traded down 1. May corn 286.75 down a half, last trade down 1.25. July of next year 293.75 down 2.5, last trade down 1.25. September of next year $3.75 down 2.25, last trade down 1. And far side December corn 310 a bushel down 3/4, last trade down 3/4. September oats traded down 1 in the open at 189.5, last traded unchanged. December 196.5 up a half, last trade down 1.5. In soybeans, the August contract opened overnight at 577.5, down 4.25, last trade down 4.5. September 586 down 1.25, last trade down 3.25. November $6 even, down 1.25, last trade down 3.5. January beans 612.25 down 1, last trade down 3.25. And May beans 628 down 3.5, last traded down 2.25. August bean meal opened at 162.60, up 10, last trade up 10. September 165.30, up 1 even, last trade down 60. And September bean oil opened at 27.07, up 7, last trade down 7. Joining us now for a pre-opening call is Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Tom.
We hear Ed's forecast for maybe hotter weather next week, but it's not maybe underpinning what maybe some negatives in other parts of the corn and bean market.
Yeah, there's an awful lot of talk about whether rains that came through the Corn Belt this early part of this week helped, and whether the stuff that came through today could possibly help. An awful lot of people that I've talked to this morning have gotten in the 0.2 inch range, and if we're going to be back in the 90s and maybe up towards 100 again, that's not going to go very far. I think the corn market today, though, will focus on awfully good export numbers. Export bookings came in on the old crop at 35 million bushel and new crop at 28 million bushel. That's really outstanding. The trade wasn't looking at for anything that large. The corn ended the day yesterday a little bit overbought, and we'll probably see kind of a steady, maybe a firm market this morning on the corn.
What might the market have to say about F.C. Stone's report yesterday on corn production and bean production, which came in a little above in both cases?
These are estimates. Just the first estimates that are coming in, and the ones that come in on the high side, especially early on, usually can get absorbed pretty well in the market. I don't think anybody's looking at these early reports as being any more than kind of the high side estimates. Mm-hmm. USDA's report on the 11th probably will not reflect this week's worth of hot weather, however, so things coming in on the high side shouldn't be a big surprise.
All right, let's get your calls then on the border trade.
Corn kind of steady to firm, beans steady, maybe as much as two lower, weak exports there. Wheat steady, maybe a penny, penny and a half better. Some technical buying there in the wheat.
That's about the only thing working in the wheat market, you think?
Yeah, it is.
All right. And what's your take on the Merc today?
The mercantile, I think, will be kind of mixed, both on the open and during the session today. The cattle market's trying to dial in some higher Fed prices, but packers really have been standoffish.
All right. Anything else to add today?
I would say there's going to be an awful lot of focus on weather and not very much focus on these reports that come out a week from today. A week from Friday on the 11th. Keep watching the private estimates and figure that they'll be kind of high.
Thanks a lot, Ellen. Ellen Dearden is with Ag Review in Morton, Illinois. The Dow is now down 27 points at 11,173. The NASDAQ is off 13 at 2066. This is WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. Our next market report, the opening report, at 9:49 Central. Our time right now is 9:01. BBC is next.